Welcome back. Thanks for standing on board. John McGinnis with you. News Radio KPK. Cap-to-cap trip. That's what we're talking about. Sacramento and Washington converging for a good public outcome. And the final group this afternoon will include mental health, which represents it's a part of it's kind of the elephant in the room. It's something that people don't often like to talk about. We're being joined by Chris Warden, Vice President of Public Policy, Metro Chamber, Sacramento Police Deputy Chief Ken Bernard, and Ray Lufborough, Sacramento Steps Forward, and also Aaron Johnson from TLCS. To talk about mental health in general, and I guess more specifically, the thing that I'm hearing as I go out and speak with groups and observe political discussions, real serious political discussions with people vying for elected office, homelessness seems to become a bigger issue in virtually every community in the region. So welcome. Thanks for taking time out to join us. What do you think? What's the best hope? And I'll let any one of you start off in terms of where to from here.
Yeah, John, the first thing I want to say is homelessness is really I'm glad you raised this, is a critical issue for the region. It has a really broad impact, and so in particular, for not just the families and the individuals who suffer from mental illness, but also for the business community. So when the Metro Chamber goes out and does its business walks, where we have our face-to-face meetings with owners, we ask them, what are their main concerns, and homelessness consistently ranks high. And, what we know about this issue is it's really complicated with a lot of layers. So a big portion of the chronically homeless people have mental health issues. So when we attack this issue at cap to cap, it's really a way that we can address some of our concerns in the homeless on that issue. And so we have a collaborative spirit that's in operation so that it's not something that's just going on with our economic development team, but also our health team is engaged in this and our Homeland Security team that is tooled up with a lot of our first responders. Are all kind of working collaboratively to address this problem. So I just kind of want to frame that.
Well, help me with this question, Chris. It just seems to me as though that part of the population has increased exponentially in the last couple of years. And I see it everywhere, and I hear about it from people who live in communities that previously had not experienced homelessness on the streets.
Now, John, this is Ryan Lufborough, and I would echo that sentiment. And it's definitely... we didn't see it statistically in the count from 2015, but anecdotally and just our own experience in our own community would say that there has been an increase. Also, different areas of the unincorporated in the cities of Sacramento, we're seeing individuals experiencing homelessness that we hadn't in the past, and it has definitely brought attention to the issue.
Yeah, it seems like just an extraordinary change by way of growth. And historically, we've seen it as a law enforcement issue, and it looks at this point, it seems increasingly obvious, and I'm sure Chief Bernard would agree, that the old enforcement tactics and arrests are just not going to be the way to resolve the problem. It's got far more serious root cause.
Yeah, this is Ken Bernard. You're absolutely right, Sheriff. You can't arrest away a problem like this, right? It's not productive and doesn't work, so... We're back here with a lot of the partners we work with daily in Sacramento to try to shed some light with the folks on Capitol Hill just how big of a problem this is. 10% of our officers' workload is related to homeless now, and that's an amazing thing from when I started 25 years ago.
Yeah, obviously things that that people think of when they have concerns with regard to public safety and law enforcement resources don't typically include, at least at the initial thought, homelessness. And so as you look at the traditional problems with domestic violence, burglary, vandalism, theft, DUI, traffic violations in general, when 10% is now being consumed by that particular concern, you can see where it's going to have an adverse impact on the public at large. So obviously, at least it seems, and I'd certainly take the input from anybody who would see it differently, but it seems as though the real goal has to be to identify the root cause and address that. Aaron Johnson, any thoughts?
Yeah, so this is Aaron Johansson with TLCS. And we have been providing housing and supportive services for people with serious mental illness in Sacramento County for 35 years. And it is clearly more difficult today than ever before. And some of the root causes that we see, I mean, in the immediate recent past is the lack of affordable housing, so that we have navigation in place. We have navigators working in the hospitals, in the jails, on the street to assist people in working their way through the system, but we don't have available housing in which to place them. So that's a key struggle that we have right now.
I think, too, and as we work in collaboration towards sustainability for these individuals, employment is critical. Mm-hmm. And so our partnership today on CAP to CAP with the economics team is very important as we start to find areas where we can partner, where we can get these individuals employed, and then certainly stress that here at a national level.
What about the disparity? As you talk about affordable housing and you talk about employment opportunities, obviously, if you apply pure logic to the idea of people being on the street without a home, without shelter and comfort, that seems like critical ingredients to offset that. But I wonder, because I still believe that there are a certain amount of them, and this is not to dismiss them as irrelevant or not a part of the problem that needs to be addressed, but it strikes me that there is a significant percentage of that population who is on the streets because they choose to be, or maybe not so much that they choose to be on the streets, but they resist efforts to live in a more traditional environment.
Well, John, I think that there is a percentage of people that's true for, but we find more importantly that especially people with serious mental illness and the co-occurring drug addiction, that it just takes longer for
right.
to work with those folks to get them to accept the help that they desperately need. And that's why we really need outreach workers, and we need partnership with the law enforcement and first responders, because that's where the real work begins. When we're working together to make the opportunities available to people, and we actually have housing and services for them to go to, we have pretty good success.
And today we have outreach teams embedded with law enforcement. They're also on their own, both in unincorporated areas, City of Sacramento. One is going into Rancho Cordova here pretty quick. And we partner with TLCS and their outreach. So they have a specialty around mental health. And frankly, some of my outreach workers experienced homelessness themselves for 8-10 years. And today they're housed, employed, and they're giving back to the community.
Well, I appreciate your time very much. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but I greatly appreciate you making yourselves available. And this is it for the CAP to CAP edition of the John McGinnis Show, back in Sacramento with all the Sacramento, California regional issues that apply there, as well as, of course, the influence of the federal government in California, too. So stick around. The lovely Kitty O'Neill is coming up next with the afternoon news, and I will be back with you mañana. Have a great one.